Bismillahi walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala ahli wa sahbihi ajma'in. We welcome the month of Ramadan with ibadah, with sharing, with love. Now before the month we keep praying, Allahumma balighna Ramadan, Allahumma balighna Ramadan, and Allah accept our prayer. He grant us another opportunity to witness this month of lessons. My beloved brothers and sisters, let's try and use it to earn our rewards, abundant rewards. And this month, you know, there are a lot of free rewards, you know, pre-promo by Allah. So let's try to get our own. You know, this chapter was brought to you by Isaji Podcast, and this chapter we're gonna delve into a book of Dr. Eid Al-Qarni, no beside, no one among the chapters from it. You know, it's talking about grief. This chapter is "Do not grieve over trivialities, for the entire world is trivial." And how you get it is from the chapter, you know, it's gonna be interesting. Do not grieve over trivialities, for the entire world is trivial. A righteous person was once thrown into a lion's cage, and Allah then saved him from its claws. You know, he was later asked, "What are you thinking about at that time?" He said, "I was considering the saliva of a lion, whether it is considered by scholars to be pure or impure. That is, whether when I die, I'll be in a state of purity or not." Wow. Wow, subhanAllah. Imagine, you know, he's not thinking about he will die, he will be eaten by the lion, but all he's thinking about is, you know, the saliva of the lion, whether it will be pure or impure. He don't want to die as in a state of impurity, like he want to be pure. And Allah described us who were with the Prophet, blessing, peace be upon him, according to their intentions. Even Al-Qayyim mentioned that a person's value is measured according to his determination and his goal. A wise person once says worth to the same effect, like the same effect as that of the other person. "Inform me of a man's determination and I'll tell you what kind of man he is." A vessel capsized at sea and a worshipper was hauled into the water. He began to make evolution, one limb at a time. He managed to get to shore and was saved. He was asked about the evolution and why he made it, to which he replied, "I wanted to make ablution so that I would die in a state of purity." Wow, subhanAllah. All these people want to die in a state of purity. Even when they are in such a danger, what they are thinking of, dying in a state of impurity, is in a state of purity. You know, nowadays people are not even thinking of dying in a state where they are doing something wrong. Like, these people are not doing something wrong, but even though they are attacked by other things, like, they want to die in a state of purity. Another one is by Imam Ahmad. During the pants of death, was pointing to his beard while others were making his ablution for him, reminding them not to miss a spot. Imam Ahmad was actually in the state, like, in a time where in his dead birth, he wants to in a dead birth where he will die. But all his concern is that the people that are making the ablution for him now, so they should not miss any spot. He don't want to miss. But you know, even in normal condition, we know that we actually used to forget some spots. We just wanting to do it and just pass. And these people look at it, even in the dead bird. And do not grieve when you are shown overt enmity, for if you forgive and forget, you will have achieved nobility in this world and honor in the next. Shakespeare said words to the effect, like the same effect, "Don't light the oven too much for your enemy in order not to burn yourself by the flame." And you see, you should not light an oven too much so that you will not be burned by it. Someone said to Salim ibn Abdullah ibn Umar, a scholar from the early generation of Islam, "You are..."